We're going to rust out before we wear out if we don't exercise, if we eat the great American diet, if we fail to pray. Do you believe that? Thank you. Now, so far we've talked about the great American diet and how it is causing early aging and early death. We've talked about, is obesity a brain disorder? Am I fat? We've talked about that, and we talked about that if you diet, women within 5 years, 95% of them will gain all that weight back. I had a friend say, 5 years? I can gain it back in 5 days. Yesterday we talked about I'm tired, sugar, lack of omega-3 in the diet, not enough water, eating intemperately, and how this correlated with a book that we've been given. Now, I had somebody ask me, what nutritional books would I recommend? I'd recommend you to go down to the A, B, C, D, or whatever it is. Let's see, it's A, C, B, C. It used to be A, B, C. It used to be so easy. And get Counsels on Diet and Food and Counsels on Health if you want to see what I'm talking about. Because 99.9% of the time, it matches medical literature. So if you want a textbook of what to follow and how to be healthy, live longer, and feel better, there it is. Simple. It's very surprising. In the questions that I've gotten, 95% of them are answered in this little book. So today we're going to talk about controversies in soy. Tomorrow we're going to talk about the heart of the matter. Now, I've gotten a lot more questions about arthritis and osteoporosis than I have about heart, and maybe because I haven't talked about heart very much yet, but we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to talk about my dying and still being here before you. And I want you to remember to pray for the prayer praises and prayer requests. I want you to continue to, girls, you need to pass out the papers so they can give me some more questions. Now, we're going to go over our memory verse that we're trying to memorize. When we're in trouble, don't feel good, life isn't going right, this is one you need to put on your heart. When I was sick in bed and could not even have any pleasure about watching TV, I was so sick, couldn't listen to tapes or video or CDs, this is the only thing that kept me going. I was that sick. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future, but Jesus sees the end from the beginning. I want everybody to say this with me, okay? In every difficulty, he has his way prepared to bring relief. Did you hear that? Does he? Do you believe that? With all your heart? Just some of your heart. Some of it? All of it. Okay. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. Desire of Ages 3:30. Isn't it wonderful how the interworkings of the Adventist community, always somebody knows somebody that knows somebody? It's amazing, isn't it? I went to Africa as a student missionary. And the people there, the Taglers, knew my great-grandmother, Kerr. And that's amazing. They knew my great-grandmother, Caden. And I didn't know much about her. She, when they became Seventh-day Adventists, was the washwoman, as they called them back then, for the Washington Sanitarium in the 20s. Well, we have another connection, which I've spoken about already. My father and my father-in-law sat next to each other at Emmanuel Missionary College, which is now Andrews University. And in the annual, they have their pictures. The Cardinal, 1947. Never realizing that their children would someday marry. And we would meet again at the White Memorial Church when Pastor Walter came as associate pastor, and I got to meet Judy for the first time. I told you, she was 8 and I was 11, and she didn't like me because I was older. before you eat one more veggie burger, before you take one more soy supplement, before you drink one more glass of soy milk, you need to know the controversy. Because if you'll read in any of the popular magazines today, there'll be one article saying how wonderful soy is, and another article saying how disastrously dangerous it is. So we want to set the facts straight so you can understand the benefits and risks of soy. What you need to know. Now, we always have a text about giving you a new heart, and this one is also one of my favorites. Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart. How many hearts? And put a new spirit within them. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. I've talked to you about hardening the arteries physically. We're talking about spiritual hardening the arteries here. And this is way more important than anything I can do as a physician to treat you physically. If you can overcome the hardening of the heart spiritually, you can have victory and have peace, and you can be happy again. I see so many people longing to feel better and be happy, and they're so stressed over life and all the things that are going on. What can I do? Yes, I can try to make them feel better physically, which is what I've been trained to do, but sometimes all I can really do for them is pray for them and hope that God then can intervene. So they get a heart of flesh taken out that may, and it says that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinance and obey them, and they shall be my people and I will be their God. God gave a covenant to Abraham. He's giving that same covenant to us. All he wants you to do is listen to him. Listen to that Holy Spirit. And he then will change you. Do you believe that? That was a little weak. You don't believe that? Do you believe God can overcome everything in your life? Just the temper, then he quits. Just the fighting and kicking the cat, just then he quits, right? Just the smoking, just the bad diet, then he quits? No. He is a mighty God. And we take this and we don't give him a chance. We don't put him to the test. Put him to the test, put your fleece out, and you will get your answers. I guarantee it. Calcium. Before we get to soy, we've got to talk about calcium. Calcium is the most abundant mineral in the body. Every cell requires calcium. 99% of your body's calcium is in your bones and teeth. Calcium is essential for proper blood clotting, nerve impulse function, muscle operation, and proper bone, teeth, and cartilage formation. You knew that, didn't you? Proper calcium absorption requires vitamin A, B, C, phosphorus, and magnesium. If you're deficient in any of those, you will not absorb your calcium. If you're eating a Great American Diet, you will be deficient in those. I don't even have to measure. Do a blood test. I can tell you it will be. Avoid high-protein diets, meat, and meat substitutes. You may have your soy meat substitutes as a special occasion. If you are subsisting on that for three meals, you are not going to get its benefit. High phosphorus diets like phosphate drinks and soft drinks, carbonated beverages, are real hard on the bones. Real hard. We have young people today, the only thing they are eating for breakfast is a 2-liter Pepsi and a donut. And they wonder why they've got osteoporosis by age 30. African women over age 60 rarely eat dairy products, consume only about 250 to 400 milligrams of calcium a day from vegetables, had an average of 10 children in their life, have healthy bones and no calcium deficiency. How is that possible? Now, I was in Africa as a student missionary in 1975 from La Sierra, which is now university, is La Sierra College, campus of Loma Linda University at the time. And I was in Kenya, in TC, and I did not see one osteoporotic thin bone problem while I was over there. I did see one fracture. And this was a lady that had 100 pounds of grain on her head, corn, maize. She was pregnant. She was carrying a baby on her back, and she had a 1.5-year-old by the hand. The grain shifted on her head, and she tried to adjust it, and it fell off and broke her arm. That's the only fracture I saw. Young women eating the Great American Diet with no children, eating heavily of dairy products, consuming over 500 milligrams of calcium a day, suffered significant losses of calcium from their bones. Because of that, the recommended daily allowance, RDA, is 1,500 milligrams of calcium a day, and this was decided by the National Institute of Health. And we're still finding, even with that supplementation, people having osteoporotic disease and arthritis and osteoarthritis, where bone rubs on bone. The bone loss is not the same in the two groups, Africa and America. Why? Well, there went that slide. Well, Michael, my whiz kid gets that going again. I'm going to answer some questions. What do I do about restless leg syndrome? One of the easiest treatments is extra magnesium, and we're going to talk about this in a moment. Going to need, if you're not diabetic, a tablespoon of blackstrap molasses a day. I can cure about 70% of your arrhythmias with this. You come into my office, say, my heart is pounding, I can't stand it, it's racing away, it's jumping, it's going to come out of my chest. Most of these are benign, they're very bothersome, and they may even make you lightheaded. If I can get some more magnesium in you, I can make you feel better. Blackstrap molasses is the molasses that comes off the bottom of the barrel. It has more trace minerals in it. It has zinc. It has iron in it. It has chromium in it. It has. If you're constipated, you can go up to 2 tablespoons. If you get loose stool, you need to back down. That's one thing to do for restless leg syndrome. Another one is over-the-counter Benadryl. That's an antihistamine. It can raise your blood pressure. Another one is over-the-counter quinine. Not always the best choice, but it can work. Another one, if you're not worried about mad cow disease, is melatonin. Melatonin is made in your brain, and you're supplementing it with over-the-counter melatonin dosage. There's a prescription medication that oftentimes works. It's called Sinemet. And Sinemet is a dopamine agonist, and that sometimes can help restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome, unfortunately, can be a wastebasket term. You can have restless leg syndrome. It can be from a pinched nerve in your back. It can be from diabetes. It can be from not getting enough rest at night and having sleep apnea. Okay, let's see. We've got this back on. Let's get where we're supposed to be on these slides. There we go. Now we found that Native women, we're talking about Americans and Africans, Native women who moved to the city began eating the Great American Diet, all of a sudden, they began suffering great calcium losses in their bones and in their teeth. How come? So we have a lady there with a doctor saying, okay, the carrot sticks, celery, and grapefruit you want me to take and have for lunch, should I eat them before or after my cheeseburger? I've got people telling me, well, can't I use carob instead of chocolate chips in my dessert? I'd rather you not substitute one bad thing for another. Because if you get enough fat and sweetener in the carob, so they're equal to the sugar in the chocolate, they're going to be just as bad for you. So let's not have dessert. We have a friend that was raised in Tehran, and she's Persian, and she says, I don't understand you guys having to have something sweet after each meal. At best, we would have some fruit, and usually nothing. Why do you have to have a great big dessert after every meal? Habit, habit, habit. Don't substitute one bad thing for another. We substituted margarine for butter. We didn't die of heart disease. We died of cancer instead. Nobody lived any longer. Let's cut that kind of diet out so we don't have to have the diseases of the Egyptians. But milk is good for the bones, isn't it? The milk board would have you think so. They advertise it all the time. They've got movie stars and all these people, athletes, in magazines with a milk mustache. Do you remember the ad, "Everybody Needs Milk"? Well, Vegetarian Times sued the milk board and got them to remove that ad because not everybody does need milk. Many people are allergic to milk. Several large studies showed that excellent absorption of calcium from milk into the bloodstream. But that's where the study stopped. The higher the protein in the diet, the better, right? Wrong. They teach you that it is, but it is not. It will cause early aging. Unprocessed plant-based foods easily meet the protein for both adults and children. It was taught me in medical school, even though they said it's probably not true, but this is what everybody is teaching. They said you need a high-protein diet. No, you don't if you're on a vegan diet. You can get along sometimes with 20 to 30 grams of protein. Recommended now is 60 to 80. That's hard on your body. That's hard on your body, and you age quicker with that much protein. Now I have here several different things. I have the amount of protein and the amount of calories. For 430 calories, you can have a hot dog on a bun. That's 10 grams of protein. Or you can have a soy cheese sandwich with a cup of soup. And that's 30 grams of protein. Many people say, oh, I have to have my meat to get my protein. No, you can have a vegetarian soy and get that protein, and it can be a perfect protein. You're not going to be deficient. Cottage cheese is going to have 28 grams of protein compared to a pot roast is only going to have about 12. And the calories are the same, 163. At 300 calories, you could have a hamburger, which is about 18 grams of protein. But you could have cornbread with beans, and you would get almost 20 for the same calories. If you had a slab of bacon, which I don't recommend, it's 8 grams of protein and 150 calories. Or you could have oatmeal, and you could get 8 grams of protein for 150 calories. Which would you prefer? You can get all your protein needs met by a vegetarian diet. No one studied to see if all that calcium in the blood would get into the bones. And you know what? When they actually did do the studies, it didn't. In fact, the higher the daily protein intake, and milk is a protein and acts like a solid in your stomach, the less calcium was found in the bones. Why is that? We're told milk's supposed to be good for us. We have a dog up on the cupboard trying to get away from the missus who has a dog food full of tofu. It says, it's tofu, a meat substitute. It's a good source of protein. You'll love it. And the dog's not coming down. Milk is made up of two parts, casein or curds and whey. You've heard the old nursery rhyme, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey, the two parts to milk. Casein acts like a diuretic of calcium. The more protein you eat, the more wasting of calcium in your urine. The more casein eaten, the more wasting of calcium in your urine. If you're trying to get calcium from milk, you're making yourself worse. Quick weight loss programs emphasize high protein diets, like the Atkins diet that we had in the 1960s, the Zone, Protein Power, Sugar Busters, and the Stillman diet are rich in protein and animal saturated fat, such as meat and eggs, and you lose a little bit of weight. Now, let's look at the difference between calories and fat for the same amount of 1 gram. There is 9 calories in fat, 4 in protein, 4 in carbohydrates, none in water, none in fiber, and about 1 calorie in starch, and about 7 to 9 in alcohol. So, where do you want to get your calories if you're trying to lose weight? Is it from fat? No. Is fat where it tastes good? Yes. But we've got to change our taste. Who's in charge of your mouth? You are, and the Lord. That's a good answer. The Lord should be. But we say, well, I'll start that diet tomorrow. I'm motivated now at camp meeting, but in 2 weeks, we're back to the same old rut. We want to have a new heart, a new mind. The heart change isn't going to do it by itself, neither is the new mind by itself. We need both of them together. And you can't do it yourself. You've got to have Jesus Christ. Long-term diets high in fatty animal foods increase your risk for coronary disease, diabetes, stroke, cancer, compromise your vitamin and mineral intake, and worsen liver and kidney disease. So if you've got liver or kidney disease, we really have to be careful with the fats and the proteins we take in. Reason for the high protein diets of losing weight, it's a quick drop in weight through the loss of fluids by diuretic effect of eliminating too many carbohydrates. Complex carbohydrates do reduce your blood pressure and cholesterol, and we want you to have them, not the refined kind. But we don't want you to overdose on them. There's moderation in all things. Replacing them with saturated fat raises the bad, oxidized cholesterol, LDL. You got your cholesterol numbers over the last 3 days? I don't want to see that LDL over 129. That's high normal. Anything over that, it could be dangerous. And we'll tomorrow talk about even that number may fool you because there are dense molecules and fluffy molecules. The dense ones are the ones that will kill you. And depending on which diet you're on, I can probably guess which component you have most of in that bad, lousy LDL. Well, that was good. We jumped to the end, Michael. We'll do another question while Michael gets back to that question. Somebody asked me about rectocele. The really only way to help a rectocele is through surgery. I don't like water. I like caffeine-free beverages. You know, I have a lot of patients tell me they can't drink water. I'd put a little flavor in it. I'd put a little lemon in it, and I'd get used to it and see if you can't get to learn to like it. There's a lot of things in life we don't like, but they're good for us. Sound like a mother, don't I? I have osteoporosis even though I take Evista, which is a estrogen alternative and agonist, and a Fosmax, which is active. She wonders if this is from her polio. No, it probably is still genetic and from time and what we've eaten. I have a headache all the time. What should I do about that? If you really have a headache all the time, every single day, and have to take medication for it, you need to see a doctor. Will neurofibromatosis go away if I get off sugar? No, unfortunately, it will not, because that appears to be genetically determined at that point. All right, back to our calcium studies. Isn't PowerPoint fun? If there is not enough calcium in your diet, where does your body get that extra calcium? Most chemical reactions in your body require calcium. If there's not enough calcium in your bloodstream, oh, we've already gotten to this one, Michael, I think. Let's see. All right, we haven't. All right. Now, lifestyle causes of osteoporosis. Lack of weight bearing is one reason, so we'll rust out if we wear out. Astronauts would lose 200 milligrams a day of calcium in space. Did you know that? No weight bearing. Excess protein intake greater than 65 grams a day will cause you to be osteoporotic. Recommended is 0.8 grams per kilo, and remember a kilo is 2.2 divided into your total weight in pounds. Now that's the maximum. I really would like to see less than that, but that's the current recommendations. Caffeine. Waste your calcium, believe it or not. It'll go right out your urine. Nicotine. Same thing. Carbonated beverages. Lack of sun exposure. We talked yesterday about not getting sun cancer, skin cancer, but you could get your sun exposure by the back of your legs, 15 minutes a day, and your top of your hands. I don't want sunburn. And excessive salt. Yes, that can make osteoporosis. We in the United States eat 10 times more salt than our body requires. I was in Africa as a student missionary, and I sent this picture to my mother, and she just about freaked out. It says, elephants have the right-of-way. And sure enough, this is with a telephoto, but elephants were right there. And I remembered the story that I read in The Little Friend, where the missionaries were out there in the jungle, and they got too close to the elephant, and their Volkswagen was picked up and speared by the elephant. And of course, I was remembering that very vividly when this elephant was there in our path. We waited about 45 minutes and thought, well, he turned around, we could probably get by him in this jungle. The trees were rather big on either side, and he was off about 100 yards into the bush, and he was protecting all the females that were down at the river. And we'd been watching them, and we said, we really have to get back to the mission station and do our mission stuff. And I was teaching school there, and it was a day off. And so we hit the gas and went as quick as we could down this bumpy dirt road. This bull elephant turned on its heels, and trees as big as my arm, he knocked over like they were toothpicks. And I was in the back of this minivan. It was actually a VW bus van. And I was afraid he was going to catch us for quite a while, because he kept up at 20, 30 miles an hour for quite a while until we finally got enough speed and could get going in the sand. So I might have been part of that story too from The Little Friend. Now, let's talk about magnesium deficiency. That goes along with calcium deficiency, and I'm hoping you're going to write these things down, because I'm going to go over the trace minerals that you need to have. We've tilled our soil for 200 years. Most of our fresh fruits and vegetables come from Chile, and they've tilled their soil for 2,000 years. We do not have the trace minerals in our soil and in our foods anymore. Unless you're going to get somebody that's replaced them in their organic garden and been very careful to have it assessed every year, and you can grow something in your backyard and watch your soil, you're not going to get your trace minerals. A calcium ratio should be 2-1. American diet with calcium supplements of 1,500 milligrams a day is 5-1. The magnesium is markedly deficient. Nutrients that increase magnesium need are increased fats, increased calcium, increased phosphorus, increased vitamin D, sugar intake, alcohol, high fiber because it interferes with mineral absorption, and cortisone or prednisone. Some of you must be on this. I was on it off and on for 25 years with my Crohn's disease. Fortunately, I haven't needed any since my last surgery in 1998. But it's there in case I need it, and I'm glad for that. But I know it makes my bones thin. Finland has the highest stroke and ischemic heart disease rate in the world for young and middle-aged men. Finland follows the Great American Diet. Low fiber, high sugar, high salt, high protein, and 50% of their calories are junk food, empty calories. Finland has a lifelong calcium-magnesium ratio of 4.4-1. Osteoporosis is prevalent. Japan has the best calcium-magnesium ratio. They have the lowest heart disease when not adopting a Western diet, and many of them are. Magnesium is an essential part of the organic bone matrix. Calcium supplement intensifies the negative magnesium balances in your body. Are you magnesium deficient? Is that why you can't get over this osteoporosis? Long-term magnesium deficiency will cause arrhythmias. If you have a high magnesium level in your bloodstream, and remember, magnesium, 99% of it is not in your bloodstream. It's in your cells. Can't be measured. So if they measure a magnesium level, it's only going to tell you 1% of your magnesium store. If your magnesium level is high, it will decrease your adrenaline release. Okay, now that's important, because you've heard about the person that's walking down the street and had a heart attack, and he's been dead before he hits the pavement. That's because of an arrhythmia, electrical short circuit in the heart. We have found in patients that have acute MIs, as soon as we can get enough magnesium in them, and we usually add 10 grams over several hours, we can decrease our sudden death and our mortality, morbidity from heart attacks in the ICU. So we don't want sudden death. It can be diminished with increased magnesium supplementation. And remember, if you overdo on this magnesium, which, again, I want moderation in all things, it's like Malcolm Magnesia. You're going to have the runs, and I don't want that. It can cause, having a magnesium deficiency can cause vascular damage and can accelerate atherosclerosis. It can cause hypertension because the free intercellular magnesium is depressed. It can increase the chance of kidney stones. Had somebody tell me this was the kidney stone belt, it is, here in the area, because there are more kidney stones here. And the reason for more kidney stones here are because we're magnesium vitamin B deficient. We're so dependent on the meat and potatoes kind of diet for our locals. And they'll get kidney stones from that. If you have a uric acid stone, it's going to be, you're going to have to cut out the things that make gout. And that's going to be things like broccoli. And you've got to be very careful with those kind of foods. And I would ask your doctor for a list of purine-inducing foods that will make it more likely for you to have stones. But most stones across the United States are calcium oxalate. Calcium oxalate. And there is a vitamin that I give to patients that is a mix between B and magnesium, which will help that. And it's called B-Lift. That's the brand name. But you can get it in any combination. It's B-E-E-L-I-T-H. And I've had marked improvement on patients taking that faithfully when they have calcium oxalate stones time after time after time. Some of it can also be from chronic infections in the urinary tract. Brittle bones are caused because of low magnesium levels. Hypercoagulability, making clots, making strokes from clots that leave your brain or your heart and go up to your brain. Eclampsia. People with pregnancies that get this are given large, massive doses of magnesium, and they're better. And calcinosis. This is where calcium is in the soft tissue, not in the bones where it's supposed to be. You may have had an x-ray and they said, you know, there's some calcium in your aortic knob there. That shouldn't be there. That's an aging process, but we also know that it's a magnesium deficiency. Magnesium deficiency can lead to irritability, brain fog, muscle weakness, cramping, palpitations, and low potassium levels. So my patients with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, if that's really what they have and they don't have a high spinal cord injury problem, they need to be on some magnesium. Now, when I was in Africa, we went and looked at the giraffe. Swahili is their native tongue in about 10 countries there. And they're trying to make it a whole continent, nation, intertwined language. They would call the little baby that's standing behind the mama there a Jojo. They use a lot of double words. Poli Poli was slow. Doo Doo was bug. And I stepped on a lot of Doo Doo while I was there. Close up, isn't it marvelous how God has created animals? Look at this giraffe. Is it amazing or what? Eyelashes. Those horns on there are actually hairs. They're not horns at all, and they're not hard. They can actually bend a little. Boron. Add this to your list. Boron is the forgotten trace mineral. It influences both calcium-magnesium metabolism to prevent bone demineralization. It helps cell membrane function. It increases concentration of plasma estrogen. It decreases cardiovascular disease. And it assists in the development of new bone. Boron. I want between 1 to 3 milligrams a day. And if you're really bad, I have some patients that get postmenopausal hot flashes that I can cure with adding boron to their diet. And I have some of them on prescription strength 10 milligrams of boron a day. This is one of the little laboratories that we had in Kenya. And the things that we would look for were malaria from your blood underneath the microscope, and we'd check urines. Now, we didn't have a lot of capabilities, a lot of products to be able to test blood or anything like that. So if we wanted to see if somebody had diabetes, we would take, and they would usually be those locals that were in the city and not out growing their own food, we would take their urine and put it on the front porch. And we could tell if they had diabetes. You know why? In 5 minutes, the ants would be crawling all over the urine that had sugar in it. And that was our diagnosis. They had sugar. When they come back in and they change their diets, because we did not have sugar pills, we did not have insulin, they change their diets, we check it again, the ants wouldn't crawl on it, we knew they were better. Now, vitamin D, another one you're going to have to put there as your list for osteoporosis. What do you know about vitamin D? A recent study found that 57% of patients admitted to a Boston hospital had vitamin D deficiency. I would guess we have a large amount of that here today. Sunlight on unprotected skin causes the body to produce vitamin D, but we've had a scare with skin cancer, so nobody goes out in the sun anymore without being covered up. Get 15 minutes a day on your hands, arms, and feet, the back of your legs, because that stimulates your pineal gland to improve your well-being. Consider taking 400 to 800 international units of vitamin D, over-the-counter, vegetarian source, a day to make up for lack of any sun exposure. Or get the back of your legs out there 15 minutes a day. Vitamin D deficiency decreases bone mass, increases risk of fractures, increases risk of kidney stones, muscle weakness, generalized fibromyalgia type pain, and worsens multiple sclerosis. So we need our vitamin D. We're deficient in it. Simba, the lion in Swahili. This lion was out prowling about 6 o'clock in the morning. Lions you rarely see because they don't do the kill. The wives do the kill. And they come in and chase them away, eat what they want, and walk off. And then they nap the rest of the day. And you can drive right up to them if they're sleeping. And we have done that on safari. And we will park there and watch the babies play with mom and dad. Dad's usually not with the moms, but occasionally he is. They'll be laying there very full. We did have one experience where the babies were little adolescents. And they came up to the car, and as long as they're sleeping, you can roll down your windows. You don't want to get out because you don't want to be a statistic for the game park. And there are some. And one of the babies got hold of the back tire and punctured it. So we had to wait till they got hungry, which was late that evening, till they wandered off. Then we got out and changed the tire and came back home. Vitamin K. This is another one that you need to add for your osteoporosis, osteoarthritis. Vitamin K helps prevent arterial calcifications, that's hardening the arteries. Calcium supplements alone can be detrimental. It can seep into your arteries. Imagine a vitamin that can keep calcium in your bones and out of your arteries. That's vitamin K. Found in abundance in green leafy vegetables, and that's where your folic acid is. It will decrease your homocysteine levels, which will decrease the chance of heart attack and stroke. In Japan, vitamin K is by prescription only. In the United States, you can get it over the counter. If you're on Coumadin for blood thinner, you do not want to take this because it will normalize your blood thinner effect of Coumadin, and you will have a stroke, which it really is not what we're trying to get. That's why you're on the Coumadin in the first place, so you don't get in trouble. My recommendations for stronger bones. Calcium magnesium supplement with a ratio of 2 to 1, like 1,500 calcium and 750 of magnesium. If you're healthy and don't have bone problems, you can ignore this slide. I want vitamin D, either the sun or the pill, 400 international units a day. I want boron at least 3 milligrams a day. I want you to avoid a high-fiber diet. I want vitamin K, 5 to 10 milligrams a day. Again, vegetable source, over-the-counter. I want 1 ounce of water for every kilogram of your weight every day or more. I don't care what they say on CNN. You need the water. That a kilogram is 2.2 of your weight in pounds. And that's how many ounces of water you should be getting a day. And I need daily exercise to keep the weight bearing on your bones. And it will stay healthy. You don't want to be an astronaut and lose all your calcium being in space. Number 4, avoid high protein diets. Oh, yes, okay, I said fiber. Good, don't ignore that. You want high fiber diets, avoid the high protein diets. Thank you. That's why I've got a good wife to check on me. No telling what I've said all week. My mind knew what it was supposed to say. My mouth didn't. Here I am in Africa, 1975. Somebody had given me a biscuit. Those are hard cookies. And I was trying to crunch on it. And they snapped a picture of me there in the local souk, which was the local market. I taught school to 300 girls that had not passed their exams. If they had not passed their exams, they had one more chance to be able to pass their exams, and that was go to the Adventist school. And these girls were not real motivated, and they wanted to pass their exam, though, because they wanted to get a job in the city and be able to have a car and smoke. And so we had a real time on our hands. And there I am, skinny as I have been until I had my bowel surgery. I was 135 pounds. And I will tell you now, I'm 210. And that's without a colon. And that's why they say I'm a gutless wonder. Again, let's say our text. Worry is blind and cannot discern the future. Jesus sees the end from the beginning. In every difficulty, He has His way prepared to bring relief. Our Heavenly Father has 1,000 ways to provide for us, of which we know nothing. Those who accept the one principle of making the service and honor of God supreme will find perplexities vanish and a plain path before their feet. Controversies and soy, are you ready? Buckle your seatbelts. Soy provides most of our essential amino acids. It's low in fat, is cholesterol-free. Yes, it is cholesterol-free. It is an antioxidant via isoflavones. Saccharins enhance immune function and bind to cholesterol in the gut. Phytosterols lower cholesterol. Phyto meaning plant. Sterols being some of our cortisones. It has phytoestrogenic effects. Ah, that's where the rub is with many people. And it's high in retainable calcium, yes. If you eat your soy, you will keep that calcium in your bones. It's also high in omega-3. Phytoestrogens in soy has a structure similar to that of estrogen, but it's 1/1,000th the strength. So soy phytoestrogens bind to the estrogen receptors, but do not turn these receptors on to the same degree as regular estrogen. And some people feel this is some of its protective effect, thus lessening total estrogen effects. And I have read, I've gotten a circular in the mail wanting me to get this new monthly health letter. And it said, infants fed soy formula are getting the hormonal equivalent of 5 birth control pills per day. Wrong. They said it, but it's not correct. Because the estrogen is 1/1,000th of the regular estrogen, it's not getting anywhere near that amount. And children have been fed soy for years. So no, that is a false statement, even though it's out there in the press. There are 38 studies reviewed in the New England Journal of Medicine about soy. It fights heart disease by reducing cholesterol by 9 to 24%, depending on which study you're looking at. It drops the lousy or low-density lipoprotein, the lousy cholesterol, by 5 to 13% and triglycerides by 10%. And it makes the vessels more flexible. It wards off osteoporosis, increases bone density in postmenopausal women, again, a double-blind study. It tames postmenopausal symptoms in most women because it sits on those receptor sites. It may protect against breast cancer. That one is they're still working on. Now, I know you're going to ask me, what about if I'm taking progesterone? What should I do? Now, you know progesterone is from horse urine. You knew that, right? And progesterone has been shown in the literature great for those initial hot flashes. It's a lifesaver. But the current recommendations are, by the medical establishment, that it not be given longer than 5 years. In those studies, it is not shown to increase the risk of breast cancer. Monitoring the evidence suggests that it probably doesn't do as much for the bones as we thought it did at one time. And it probably it does heighten the risk of heart attacks the first year you've taken it. Now, most endorse estrogen as a short-term remedy for hot flashes and other acute symptoms, but few see any reason to continue the treatment for very long. We're talking about doctors. The women on estrogen saw their cholesterol levels improve, but they suffered an increase in blood clots and no reduction of heart disease. Their heart attack rate actually spiked in the first years. There's no question that estrogen can slow the rapid bone loss that sets in with menopause, but clinical trials have yet to show conclusively that estrogen prevents spine and hip fractures. Well, we've been given it to make your bone stronger, and it hasn't showed it helps you not have a fracture. 1 in 6 of every American will have a fracture before they die of a hip. There is no evidence that women using estrogen for 5 years or less raise their risk of breast cancer, and no one has found a better short-term remedy for hot flashes, night sweats, and insomnia that menopause can cause. The problem is, as soon as you get off of it, you'll have your night sweats and postmenopausal sweats and all of those things. So we want you to try the natural remedies. You can try progesterone cream, which you can get over the counter, and you can try your isoflavin soy products to bind and sit on those receptor sites to try to tame your symptoms. If you were at the cooking school yesterday, great outline of what to do for postmenopausal problems. And I'm not going to go back over that. So if you want to know about that and missed it, please get a cassette tape of that. All right.
It may prevent prostate cancer by blocking conversion to dihydrotestosterone. That's the bad cholesterol, bad testosterone, and fights prostate cancer by slowing the growth through one of its metabolites, genistein. And we found, again, in Japan, where they eat a lot of soy, but that's not their only protein. They mix it up a lot. We found that men had just as much prostate cancer in situ as they do in the United States. But they don't die of their prostate cancer like they do in the United States. It appears to have a protective effect. Same with breast cancer. It may reduce or protect against colon cancer. There was a 50% reduction in polyps, which are the precancerous type. It may protect against endometrial cancer, and it may help you not to have clots, so you will not have a stroke. And it may help prevent diabetic nephropathy, that's kidney failure. And that has a protective effect. That's wonderful to know. Because it appears to downregulate tumor necrosing factor alpha, is how that works for the nephropathy. It regulates blood sugar and keeps insulin levels down. No, it's not going to be the only thing you have to do to keep your diabetes in control, but it can help. Eating soy instead of dairy protein prevents gallstones and even helps dissolve them once formed. But if you're having gallbladder problems, don't wait to get your gallbladder out because it may take a year for this to take effect. So you'll be miserable for a year. Don't do that. Don't wait. Go ahead and let's see if we can't get that taken care of. So I had somebody yesterday when we were talking about their back, I suggested if it hurts that much, why don't you get back surgery? You recommended back surgery? I said, yes. I'm a physician. I put in pacemakers in people. I do heart cath. I want you to feel better. I will take my latest technical knowledge and give it to you. If you're that miserable, get something done about it. We're giving you the things to try to do to prevent that from happening. If you've already got it, you can try these things. But don't use these in place of what God has given us in modern medicine to help you relieve your symptoms. Because of its fiber, soy prevents and helps relieve constipation. Soy protects against diverticulosis and hemorrhoids. Diverticulosis is from a low-fiber diet. It is where the blood vessels go through your colon, and it ends up being like a little balloon. There's not enough fiber to keep that muscle exercised, and it just dilates. It makes a little pus pocket on the other side of your bowel that ends up hurting. And you may pass blood, and you may have to have that portion of the bowel resected. So the higher the fiber, it will prevent diverticulosis. Soy appears to improve that from not happening. How does soy help? As humans age or undergo disease progression, they produce more dangerous cytotoxins, tumor necrosing factor alpha. Tumor necrosing factor alpha is real important in lupus. It's in Crohn's disease, and I've become a literature expert on anything that says anything about tumor necrosing factor alpha because I want to suppress mine back to normal ranges. Mine are always high in Crohn's because it sees something that it's trying to attack. And I don't want to make my immune system, which is already flared up, more active. So somebody like me has to avoid things like echinacea, because I will feel sicker on echinacea because it stimulates my immune system. My immune system's already surveilling whatever's going on a lot, and it doesn't need to be kicked up. But I do want to down-regulate my tumor necrosing factor alpha. There is two drugs that are out now that they will give for Crohn's disease to totally block it. And they can use it also for aggressive rheumatoid arthritis. We found in those that 10% of the people will either have some side effect from it, come down with tuberculosis, or come down with lymphoma, because it totally blocks the surveillance for tumor necrosing factor alpha. God put it there for a reason. It just doesn't need to be out of whack. Tumor necrosing factor regulates genes, nutrientic factor, kappa beta. And toxic effects of nutrientic factor kappa beta include out-of-control cancer cell growth, which then, of course, soy will help prevent. It will also, toxic effect of nuclear factor kappa beta will cause chronic inflammation and worsen autoimmune diseases. There were 12,395 Seventh-day Adventist men who drank soy milk more than once a day were found to have 70% less prostate cancer from the Adventist Health Studies. Soy supplements protect against tumor necrosing factor activation of the nutrientic factor kappa beta. Cancer cells often overexpress nuclear factor kappa beta, making them resistant to normal cell regulation and to the effects of chemotherapy. We want to get this early. If you're on soy, this is going to be less likely to occur. Soy is found in vitamins, medicines, lotions, creams, rubs, green drinks, baby food, cereal, crackers, milk, soup, cookies, meat substitutes, noodles, hot drinks, sauces, nut substitutes, chips, candy bars, etc., and I'm running out of air. Soy is a drug. It is like many herbs. You can be toxic to it. You can be allergic to it. So it's maybe not the best all thing for all of you. Until 1930s, the only place you could find soybeans was in the local hardware store in the paint and varnish section. Manufacturers must use harsh chemicals processing to remove any of the toxins. We're going to go over a couple of toxins that the literature is saying is going to poison you because of soy. But they have been removed. But we've got harsh chemicals that have been used to do that. They use acid baths and extreme heat. And does that change the soy? We don't know. Nitrates can be added to sprayed on for the drying process. And nitrates, we know, could be toxic to humans. Tyrosine inhibitor, a natural soy toxin, can interfere with digestion and may contribute to cancer in humans, but it's never been proven. It's only been proven in animals when given mega doses of this stuff, but not the soy that you and I will be eating. So you may read this as a reason not to eat soy. How about phytic acid, a natural soy toxin? It blocks the absorption of calcium, magnesium, and zinc and may cause deficiencies in copper, iron, vitamin E, K, D, and B, 12. Again, it's not in our soy because it's been removed. But that you will read in the literature, this is why you may find soy is bad. Moderation in all things. If your diet was only soy, yes, you may get enough of this to be a problem. I'm telling you this is in the literature, but I think that it's overblown because it's not been done in the animal studies. I mean, it's done in the animal studies, not been in the human studies. When I was in Loma Linda, they told us that half of what they were teaching us in medical school was wrong. And we said, yippee, we only have to get half right on our tests. And they said, I won't know which half until another 10 years. And I can tell you this about this. I'm telling you what it is today, and in 10 years, I may have to change my tune. But right now, it appears, because of having soy for so long in Japan and not having any trouble, that this is safe. In moderation. Did you hear that? Okay. May cause breast epithelial hyperplasia, which is an early form of cancer. In humans? No, in mice. So it's extrapolated because the mice were getting 5,000 times the dose that you would eat in one day. They got breast hyperplasia that you would too by eating a normal dose of soy in one day. Does that make sense to you? But that's what they're scaring you with. Until we see it in human studies, I can't tell you. Isoflavones are weak estrogens. When eaten purified, these people will say that it increases your risk of cancer greater than 100 milligrams per day. Again, mice studies, not seen in humans. Soy may cause goiters and hyperthyroidism. Now, that's true. That's true. Soy binds with the active hormone in synthroid and causes faster elimination. So avoid soy for 4 hours after taking your thyroid medication. All right? Reportedly, it can accelerate brain aging in animals. Again, animals, not humans. And that's all the animals were eating. They weren't giving them a nice, rounded diet. Excess estrogen in children can lead to thyroid problems, learning difficulties, and premature puberty, they say. But it's never been documented. They say it could increase in boys the risk of testicular cancer. No, probably not. Increase in women or girls, breast cancer and ovarian cancer. Not unless that's the only thing you're eating. Because it is a weak estrogen. And if you have that tendency, genetic tendency, to have those cancers, yeah, you might make it worse. Now, soy formulas have 50 times more manganese, than breast milk. And manganese is neurotoxic to babies. In some babies. It may cause manganese toxicity syndrome, which is one of the causes of hyperactive children syndrome. So, ADHD. And we have some parents that we know at our church, when they give their child soy, he bounces off the wall. So this may come to play in some children, not every child. Phytoestrogens may stimulate rather than inhibit growth of pre-existing estrogen-dependent tumors because it is estrogen to a weak extent. So if you already have a tumor that is estrogen positive, you want to probably avoid soy. If your child has unusual behavior problems, you might want to try taking soy out of the diet and see if it makes a difference. If you have asthma or allergic problems, you might want to try taking soy out of your diet to see if that is what's causing the problem. If you have thyroid problems and you're not balanced well, you might want to be careful of when you take your soy with your thyroid medication. If you have breast tumors or cancer, you want to be careful about soy because it is a weak estrogen. If you have stomach ulcers or lack of digestive enzymes, you may want to be careful with soy. But does that mean you shouldn't have it? You have to be careful. Wise. Be wise. Is soy the problem? We're exposed to environmental estrogens every day, a lot stronger than what we get in the soy. We get it in our makeup, in our shampoo, in our hand lotion. We get exposed to it in our foods. Environmental estrogens are everywhere. And that may be the problem that's throwing some of these studies off. Asian studies may differ because they have different plant stress, growingness in Japan. They may have a different strain of fungus. They may have the different growing conditions and seasons. So it may make a difference whether the soy is anti-estrogenic or actually promoting estrogen. Asians often use highly fermented soy, and we don't. Soy should not be your only protein, but well balanced with nuts, legumes, and whole grains. Baboons were one of our, in Africa, were one of our banes. They would get into everything. We went out on safari one day to look at the animals, and we'd set up our tents underneath some trees, and they used the tents as sliding boards. They'd jump off the trees and slide down the side of the tents. And of course, after doing that so often, the tent would no longer stay up, and it collapsed on one of them, and they totally tore it apart. Now, we had the food locked up in the car, so they weren't after that. And when we got back, all the tents were destroyed, totally destroyed, from our friends the baboons. All right, now, nobody's asked the question about vitamin E, but I need to tell you, because many of you are taking vitamin E, and it is probably not helping you. It's alpha form of the vitamin E. And let's go over this one slide about vitamin E so you can know what the healthy form of vitamin E, if you're going to take it, what it is. Large amounts of alpha, tocopherol, displaces gamma vitamin E. The alpha vitamin E inhibits the production of free radicals. The gamma vitamin E is required to trap and neutralize existing free radicals. The gamma vitamin E is lacking in almost all commercial vitamin E supplements. Did you hear that? Synthetic vitamin E probably does not have gamma in it. If it doesn't have gamma in it and only has alpha in it, you should leave it on the store shelf. High levels of gamma are 5 times less likely to get prostate cancer when taken with selenium and the alpha form of vitamin E. So you need the gamma and the alpha together. Make sure that's on the label. All right. We talk about concentration. We had people tell me that their triglycerides were really high on our testing here, and they didn't know why. Well, they had orange juice. How many oranges would it take to make a glass of orange juice? About 6 or so. And would you eat 6 oranges at breakfast? No, you've taken the fiber out. Here we've got 14 ears of corn making 1 teaspoon of corn oil. Would you eat 14 ears of corn at one sitting? No, you wouldn't. Baked potato, only 140 calories by itself, but you add sour cream and you add butter on it, it'll bring it up to 420 calories. You make those potatoes into hash browns, it'll be 420 calories. If you make it into French fries, they'll be 530 calories. If they're in potato chips, 870 calories. And if they're in Pringles, 1,128 calories for that same baked potato that was only 140 calories when it's by itself. Now, you know on baked potatoes, I want you to eat the skins. Oh, no, he's not saying that. Yes, I'm saying that. I want the skins, throw out the middle. The skins are where the vitamins are. That's what I want you to eat. You take the skins off because you don't like it, but that's where you're going to get all your vitamins, just under the skin. Apple, if you have an apple, it's going to be just 75 calories, but if you take it as an apple pie, you're going to have over 600 calories for an eighth of a piece. See how it can change, and we change from God's nature to something else, and it makes a difference. It makes a big difference. When we were in Ngorongoro Gorge, the animals there were so used to the tourists going by that they wouldn't even run away. They just turned to us. And I use this slide as the end of the slides. All right, we're going to do some questions. I was asked about artificial sweeteners. Would I rather you have sugar or artificial sweeteners? Boy, that's a toss-up, but I'd probably rather you have the sugar. Let me tell you about saccharin, which is sweet and low. It is a coal tar derivative and a protonic poison. No matter how long it takes, saccharin eventually kills protoplasm. It has induced bladder cancer in mice and rats, and I realize that's not humans, and produced deformities in developing chicks, and that's not humans either. Saccharin kills amoeba, that's one-celled animals, in 1 part saccharin to 8,000 parts water, and is left in less than 24 hours. Saccharin 1 to 10,000, however, is about what is mixed when you get 1 packet in your cup of coffee or tea. What about NutraSweet or Equal? Aspiramine has been shown to cause headaches, dizziness, cramping, upset stomach, hives, memory loss, obesity, menstrual problems, brain lesions, and possible brain tumors. Aspiramine triggers the body's conversion of blood glucose into saturated fats, which can increase your cholesterol number, and thus can cause low blood sugar spells.
One out of 20,000 babies are born with a deficiency not to be able to metabolize phenylalanine, which is one of the two amino acids. It can cause then mental retardation. It can worsen seizures and depression and Parkinsonism by the phenylalanine competing with dopamine for uptake in the human brain. We talked about needing dopamine because of the obesity being a problem and not having enough dopamine receptors. You eat NutraSweet or Equal, and you are defeating your purpose. If you have Parkinsonism or are on Sinemet for some other reason, for restless leg syndrome or pain, peripheral neuropathy, don't take NutraSweet with this because it will block its effect from the phenylalanine. I hear about Michael J. Fox with Parkinsonism. He's young. He shouldn't have Parkinsonism. This is the first death. We know we're going to die and have diseases. I know people that are born without arms. I know that I got Crohn's disease. We have to live with this first death. We have victory over the second death, but there are certain things we can do to be healthier. Michael J. Fox, when he is on the set, travels around with cases of artificial sweetener soft drinks. Do I think that's making him worse? My opinion, yes, it's making his Parkinsonism worse. What about fructosamine, corn syrup? Corn syrup does not have an elevated blood sugar effect when it goes through the liver the first time. So a lot of people like it. It doesn't make their blood sugar raise up. But it becomes glycerides. And then it will increase your triglycerides. High triglycerides block insulin receptors. This causes high insulin blood levels, which make you insulin resistant. So when you look on the label, if it says corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, you want to go somewhere else and buy something else. We talked about honey. It's got lots of nutritional advantages. If it's centrifuged, if it's heated, it loses all of that. All right, let's do some other questions. How am I supposed to mix the fruits and the vegetables and the grains? How am I supposed to do that? It's in this little book. Please go get one and become real educated with it. Counsels on Diet and Foods. I have a cholesterol ratio of 8.1 and I'm a vegetarian. Well, there are things that are genetic, and I can't help that, and you can't help that. But the best thing we can do is do some of the things that we've talked about. I have a pinched nerve in my back, and I'm 83 years old with pain. 83 is still not too old to get surgery on your back if it's killing you. There are certain things you can do. Try to walk. This particular gentleman walks 3 miles a day, and that's wonderful. But we can try some of these remedies that we've talked about that are natural to see if it would help. Is there danger for use of beta blockers for hypertension? Beta blockers block adrenaline in the human body so that the heart does not see it. It blocks them on the heart cells. You still have your adrenaline, but it doesn't affect the heart. It also decreases the oxygen need of each heart cell. And so it can be very beneficial. It is artificial. So if we can do it naturally to try to decrease the problem for blood pressure or palpitations, we oftentimes use it for palpitations to slow down the heart, or for heart disease to try to prevent angina, that I think it's still safe in certain instances. We had a question about the difference between brewer's yeast and nutritional yeast. Brewer's yeast is grown like a fungus. Nutritional yeast is also, but it's used with molasses to grow it, so it has a little more cheesy flavor. You can use that in your place. Now, in place of your cheese, your sharp cheese. Now, people say, well, Mrs. White says not to use yeast. Yes, she says that don't eat your fresh bread for at least 1 day. How did she know that yeast, live yeast, in your bowel will absorb all your B vitamins and you'll become B vitamin deficient? How did she know that? So, yes, we're not talking about live yeast here. When do I drink my 6 ounces of purple grape juice? When I'm not supposed to have liquid with my meals. I would have it with your fruit meal in the evening. Now, somebody asked me, what about the difference between red and purple grape juice? I probably misspoke when I said that. Red probably has some advantage, but the purple grape juice is your superior one to decrease your clotting ability and make you not have a chance for stroke or heart attack.
It's superior to aspirin, and let me tell you why. Aspirin will make your platelets less sticky. The higher fat you eat, the more sticky your platelets will be, and that's the platelets are what make the little scabs on your skin. We want you not to be sticky. So if I can't get you to change your diet, I'm going to put you on an aspirin. One of the other prescription drugs that have come out that have been very beneficial is called Plavix. But if I can get you to take 6 ounces of purple grape juice a day, it'll be far superior, and here's the reason why. We found that it will decrease, by taking aspirin, your heart attack and stroke. But if you were to have a heart stroke, it will be a bleeding stroke, and it will be much more catastrophic for you. You will not recover, and you'll end up in the nursing home if it doesn't kill you, because there's nothing there to make those platelets stick. You've blocked the ability of them to stick. You make platelets every single moment of your life, and your spleen takes them out of service in 10 days. So they last 10 days. You get your purple grape juice, they will still be functional. You're not totally knocking out their ability to clot and scab. Now we're going to talk about tomorrow about low cholesterol. If your body doesn't make enough cholesterol, we find those people die from bleeding strokes. Not from heart attacks, not from clots or scabs, but we find those people die prematurely. So we suggest if you have a chronically low cholesterol, not from medication, but one that you were born with, we get you on more omega-3 so that the cell walls, the lining to the blood vessels can be stronger, and get on that purple grape juice so that those platelets can still work. Studies that show low-fat, high sugar cause diabetes or other diseases, they're all over the literature. I can name a bunch of them, but if you'll go and look on the internet under New England Journal of Medicine and look under there about disease processes for high sugar, low fat, it'll be there. They'll have a lot of studies. Is veggie cheese easier to digest than real cheese? Yes, but not by much. So we need to be moderation in what we eat with veggie cheese, too. It does take a little more to digest than if you didn't have it at all. Are frozen soy meats better than canned? Soy meats that are processed, that we can buy here, are wonderful substitutes for meat. They are not the panacea that we have said they are. They have chemicals, they have preservatives, and if you have them for every meal, you're going to be in trouble. They are nice for Sabbath. They are nice for occasions when you have company. They're not to be used at every meal. Did I make that clear? Are they safe for you? Yes, in moderation. In moderation. You could probably do better. Again, we're substituting one bad thing, meat, for another. And if we use them at every meal, like a meat eater would eat meat at every meal, they can be a problem. Growth hormone spray. What about that? You can get them over the counter. For certain disease processes, I do recommend it. But you need to ask your doctor about that. Should I take my omega-3 every day? Yes, you're making building blocks of your cells every single day. You need to take your omega-3 every day. Isn't chromium picolinate used for weight loss? Isn't it dangerous? No, it's not dangerous, but I do have people that are intolerant to it. So you need to just be aware and watch your bodies. Chromium picolinate, when taken with each meal, will decrease your craving and your chocolate craving and needing a fix. The people that are going to die for chocolate will do so much better and will be so much happier to be around if you will give them chromium, because the chocolate craving is a true chromium deficiency. What about glyconutrients that are being sold at all our local churches? I don't want to go into brand names, but glycoproteins, like any other trace mineral or any other nutrient, you can be deficient in. And in about 10% of the people, they will get benefit from it. Will it benefit everybody that it says it will? No, it's a multi-marketing level procedure. And could you try it to see if it helps? Sure, you can try it. Is it going to be something that probably cures everything? No. Placebo effect is about 21% of anything we give people. 21% of the people will be better with a sugar pill than they will be from the actual product. So, be wise with this. How much flaxseed? If it's in the oil, it's about 1,000 milligrams twice a day if you can get that. If you do the flaxseed, I need you to grind it up. It needs to be 2 tablespoons a day. And if you grind it, do it freshly. Don't leave it around because it will go rancid. What about sugar substitutes Stevia and Splenda? Stevia is a vine from the grain forest, and it is sweet. It does have a little aftertaste, and it can be, we're substituting one bad thing for another bad thing. It can be used occasionally, and that's fine. We have some at home. Splenda is not absorbed. It's inert. And again, we want to be moderation in all things. Will water help my blood pressure? Yes, it can help your blood pressure. It's going to fix it all together? No. That blood pressure is usually responding to multiple things going on in your body. When I have a patient that is well controlled with their blood pressure and they come into the office with it suddenly sky high, I can tell them they probably have an infection. Sinuses, bladder, skin infection, something's going on to make it different than it has been. We want you to remember that you'll rust out before you wear out. I want you to exercise. I want you not to be on the Great American Diet and have all the diseases of the Egyptians, in this case, the Americans. I want you to pray without ceasing. I want God to be on your heart. I want you to pray for all these prayer praises and prayer requests that are here. Because you know where two or three are gathered, in this case, where the Carolina camp meeting are gathered, there is power. Only through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ. We are the apple of God's eye, the Seventh-day Adventist Church. We have been for worship, reading, in the last couple years to the girls, Patriarchs and Prophets. We're now in Prophets and Kings. And I see a similarity between Judah of old and the church going back and forth between loving God and forgetting about God. The reason that you're here at camp meeting is to get inspired about finding God as the answer to your problems. God wants that. He promises that. He guarantees that. That's the covenant He wants with you. So that whatever you will do will be His own will. So that He can vindicate you and vindicate His name, because Satan has sullied it. And our whole purpose on this earth, whether we live or die from sin, first death, second death, is to vindicate God's holy name. Do you believe that? If you can hang on to that and remember what Christ did on the cross for you, you can have that victory. Let's stand for prayer. Great Father in heaven, we thank you for these gems of fact about calcium, magnesium, and soy, that we can know the truth. And from these, we can start a conversation with those that are unchurched, and from there, turn it to you, that they can know the blessing and the happiness that we have of knowing Christ Jesus in our own hearts. We thank you today, and we ask that you be with these prayer praises and prayer requests. And we thank it in your Son's name, the most powerful name in the universe, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to another special American Cassette Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2002, American Cassette Ministries, all rights reserved.